the great father and son alayhi masalam, the great father and son alayhi masalam.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil anbiya wal mursaleen amma ba'd fa a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Salatu wassalamu alayka ya Habiballah. Salatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyallah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Respected viewers of the nation, we once again welcome you in our program, The Great Father and Son. Alhamdulillah, it's the third day of Eid al-Adha. And whenever Eid al-Adha comes, it reminds us the great sacrifice of Sayyidina Ibrahim, Sayyidina Ismail, alayhim as-salam. So that's why we have brought this program in which we learn biographies of the great father and son. And today, in specific, we'll be talking about glad tidings of a son. By whom these glad tidings were given to, and to whom it was given. Today, we'll find out, insha'Allah, azza wa jalla. Be with us from startling and immense amount of knowledge, insha'Allah, azzawajal, we'll be learning from today's episode. My Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahl-Sunnah, Hazrat Allama, Mawlana, Muhammad Ilyas, Attar Qadri. Namat Barakatul Al-Aliyah has given us a beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention, I will present this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you're watching, you can make this intention, you'll watch this from start to end, you'll remember what you learn, act upon, and pass knowledge onto others too, insha'Allah, azza wa jal. Let's begin our topic. Today we'll be talking about the glad tidings given to Sayyidina Ibrahim, ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu salam, for a son. Allah Almighty gave the glad tidings of Prophet Ishaq alayhi salam to Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. It is stated in the Holy Quran, in these words.
وَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِإِسْحَاقَ نَبِيًّا مِّنَ الصَّالِحِينَ.
And we gave him glad tidings of Ishaq, who is a prophet among the righteous elite. These glad tidings were conveyed through the angels. One day, Sayyidina Jibreel, alayhi salam, chief of the angels, and some angels visited Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. They came as honorable guests in the form of elegant youths and said salam. Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam responded to the salam and reflected to himself that he did not know them. Nonetheless, he hurried to his house to arrange a meal for the guests, a roasted plump calf of fine quality was prepared and placed before the guests. Mufassirun, they have stated, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam was extremely hospitable and did not eat without a guest. Coincidentally, during that period, no guest had visited for 15 days. He alayhi salam was upset about this. When he saw these guests, he brought food for them, and as he had many cows, he presented them roasted calf meat. It is stated in the Quran, in these words.
وَلَقَدْ جَاءَتْ رُسُلُنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ بِالْبُشْرَى قَالُوا سَلَامًا قَالَ سَلَامٌ فَمَا لَبِثَ أَنْ جَاءَ بِعِجْلٍ حَنِيدٍ.
Translation from Kanzul Irfan. And our angels came to Ibrahim with glad tidings. They said, peace, salam. He replied, peace, and did not delay in bringing a roasted calf. The rank of honorable Prophet alayhi salam is evident from this verse. As the good news of a prophet's birth was conveyed through angels, subhanAllah. And we learn that saying salam at the time of meeting is a sunnah of the angels. And the Prophet alayhi salam His sunnah is for the one visiting to say salam first. It is stated in Surah Al-Dhariyat in this verse.
فَرَاغَ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ فَجَاءَ بِعِجْلٍ سَمِينٍ فَقَرَّبَهُ إِلَيْهِمْ.
And he went towards his family and brought a fattened, roasted calf. So he placed it near them. When Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam observed that the guests were not extending their hands towards the food, this caused him to feel trepidation as he thought they might cause some harm to him. When the angels saw this, they said, "Do not be afraid. We are angels and have been sent to inflict punishment upon the nation of Prophet Lut alayhi salam. And we are not eating because we are angels." Thereafter, angels also gave Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam the good news of a knowledgeable son. It is mentioned in Surah Hud in his verse.
فَلَمَّا رَآ أَيْدِيَهُمْ لَا تَصِلُ إِلَيْهِ نَكِرَهُمْ وَأَوْجَسَ مِنْهُمْ خِيفَةً قَالُوا لَا تَخَفْ إِنَّا أُرْسِلْنَا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِ لُوطٍ.
Translation from Kanzul Irfan. When he saw that their hands did not extend towards the food, he was overawed by them and felt a fear of them. They said, "Fear not, indeed we have been sent to the nation of Lut." And it is mentioned in Surah Al-Dhariyat.
قَالَ أَلَا تَأْكُلُونَ فَأَوْجَسَ مِنْهُمْ خِيفَةٌ قَالُوا لَا تَخَفْ وَبَشَّرُوهُ بِغُلَامٍ عَلِيمٍ.
Translation from Kanzul Irfan, saying, "Will you not eat?" So he felt fear from them in his heart. They, the angels, said, "Fear not," and they gave him glad tidings of a learned son. Furthermore, it is stated in Surah Al-Hijr,
إِذْ دَخَلُوا عَلَيْهِ فَقَالُوا سَلَامًا قَالَ إِنَّا مِنْكُمْ وَجِلُونَ قَالُوا لَا تَوْجَلْ إِنَّا نُبَشِّرُكَ بِغُلَامٍ عَلِيمٍ.
And when they came to him, they said, "Salam," like it's peace. He, meaning Ibrahim, said, "Indeed, we are afraid of you." They said, "Be not afraid. Indeed, we give you glad tidings of a knowledgeable boy," like its son. Here, knowledgeable boy refers to Prophet Ishaq alayhi salam. By virtue of Allah Almighty informing them, the angels knew that a son would be born to Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, who would be knowledgeable. This proves that Allah Almighty grants knowledge of unseen, knowledge of ghaib to whomsoever he wants from those beloved to him. When the angels told Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam that he will have a son, he was surprised as he and his wife were of old age. He said to the angels, "Having children at such an old age is unusual. How will we have children? Will we be made young again? Or will we be granted a son as we are?" It is stated in the Quran in these verses.
قَالَ أَبَشَّرْتُمُونِي عَلَىٰ أَن مَسَّنِيَ الْكِبَرُ فَبِمَ تُبَشِّرُونَ.
He said, "Do you give me glad tidings while old age has reached me? So what do you give me glad tidings of?" Respected viewers, one thing to note is that Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam was not surprised at the omnipotence of Allah Almighty, but at this unusual phenomenon, because people do not usually have children in old age. In response, the angel said, "We have given you good news of Allah Almighty's decree that a son will be born to you and his offspring will spread widely. Therefore, do not lose hope in being granted a son. It is stated in these words.
بَشَّرْنَاكَ بِالْحَقِّ فَلَا تَكُنْ مِنَ الْقَانِطِينَ
We have given you glad tidings of truth, so be not of those who despair. Just because the angels addressed Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam saying, فَلَا تَكُنْ مِنَ الْقَانِطِينَ This does not mean that he lost hope in the mercy of Allah Almighty. This is similar to how, despite not being engaged in acts of polytheism at that time, Sayyidina Luqman radiallahu anh said to his son, Ya bunayya la tushrik billah, meaning, O my child, do not commit polytheism. He replied to the angels, I do not despair of Allah Almighty's mercy, because it is the disbelievers who despair of his mercy. However, this seemed different to the norm set by Allah Almighty. It is stated in the Holy Quran in his hands.
قَالَ وَمَنْ يَقْنَطُ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّهِ إِلَّا الضَّالُّونَ
He, meaning Ibrahim, said, Who despairs of the mercy of his Lord other than the misguided? When the angels conveyed the news to the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam of being granted a knowledgeable boy, his wife Sayyidatuna Sarah radiallahu ta'ala anha also heard this. Upon this she came shouting, striking her forehead. She said, What? An old woman who has never given birth will give birth to a child? By this, she meant that giving birth to a child in such circumstances is astonishing. The angel said, What we have told you is what your Lord has said. Indeed, he is wise in his actions and nothing is hidden from him. And this is stated in Quran in these verses.
فأقبلت امرأته في صرة فصكت وجهها وقالت عجوز عقيم قالوا كذلك قال ربك إنه هو الحكيم العليم
So his wife came crying out. Then she struck her face and said, An old barren woman will bear a child? They said, Thus your Lord has said, Indeed, he is the most wise, all-knowing. Sayyidatuna Sarah radiallahu ta'ala anha also stood listening to the conversation. Having heard the glad tidings of being granted a son, her happiness or amazement at knowing she would give birth to a child in The old age made her laugh. Allah Almighty gave her the glad tidings of her son, Prophet Ishaq alayhi salam, as well as that of his son after him, Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam. The reason for the good news being conveyed to her was that women generally are happier about children than men. Another reason was that Sayyidatuna Sarah radiallahu ta'ala anha had no children. Whereas Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam already had a son in the form of Prophet Ismail alayhi salam. It is stated in the Quran in these verses.
وَامْرَأَتُهُ قَائِمَةٌ فَضَحِكَتْ فَبَشَّرْنَاهَا بِإِسْحَاقَ وَمِنْ وَرَاءِ إِسْحَاقَ يَعْقُوبَ
And his wife was standing there. So she laughed. Then we gave her glad tidings of Ishaq and after Ishaq, Yaqub. Upon Sayyidatuna Sarah radiallahu ta'ala and her expressing surprise, the angel said, O Sarah radiallahu ta'ala anha, this is not a situation for you to be surprised at because you belong to a home where the mercy and blessings of Allah Almighty descend and miracles occur. It is stated in the Holy Quran in these verses.
قَالَتْ يَا وَيْلَتَا أَأَلِدُ وَأَنَا عَجُوزٌ وَهَذَا بَعْلِي شَيْخًا إن هذا لشيء عجيب. قالوا أتعجبين من أمر الله رحمة الله وبركاته عليكم أهل البيت إنه حميد مجيد.
How strange will I give birth to a child while I am aged and my husband is an elderly man. Indeed, this matter is certainly strange. They said, Are you astonished by Allah's decree? O people of the house, may the mercy of Allah and His blessings be upon you. Indeed, He is most praiseworthy, most glorious. In this verse, Sayyidatuna Sara radiallahu ta'ala anha has been referred to as Ahle Bayt, which is a clear proof that noble wives of the Prophet alayhi wasalam are included amongst his Ahle Bayt family. Hence, Sayyidatuna Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha and other sacred wives radiallahu ta'ala anhun are included amongst the Ahl al-Bayt of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Respected viewers, the Prophet Ishaq alayhi salam was born. Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam showed gratitude and said, as stated in Quran, in these verses.
Alhamdulillahi alladhi wahabli ala al-kibari Ismail wa Ishaq. Inna rabbi lasami'u ad-du'a.
All praise is for Allah, He who granted me Ismail and Ishaq in my old age. My Lord is truly the hearer of supplications. And one more important point one should remember is that Prophet Ismail alayhi salam was born when Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam was 99 years old. Prophet Ishaq alayhi salam was born many years after that. Allahu Akbar. Respected viewers of Madani Sharon, one thing to notice. From the biography of Sayyidina Ibrahim, ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, many, many, many miracles happened. Many examinations he went through. And he passed. And what a next level of belief he possessed. Tawakkul he possessed. Allahu Akbar. Respected viewers, there are three main things what we've learned from these episodes. Normally, a person loves his family, a person loves his own life, and a person loves the place of land where he is born. These are naturally three things a person has devotion for. Like if you are born in a country, you've got devotion. You would be patriotic. Patriotism is there for that person because he was born or he is born in that place. This is one thing a person loves a lot. And another thing is for his own life. A person loves his own life. And another thing, naturally, as I earlier said, is the family. All in these three dimensions, we see Sayyidina Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam is tested. And subhanAllah, how beautifully he passes in all these exams, in all these tests. When it is ordered to migrate, leave the land which he loved, he migrated, he took his family, he left his family alone in the deserted plains, we returned. Again, taslim and raza. Again, submitting oneself in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Total submission. Allahu Akbar. Tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he saw the dream, the way he was ready to sacrifice his own beloved son in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When his own life was at stake, and he was thrown into fire, he was ready to do that. This was his tawakkul, this was his belief, this was his faith, subhanAllah. And we also heard that, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided him sustenance, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected him from fire, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected his son from being slaughtered, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanAllah, protected his family even in that deserted place, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him child, an offspring, forbearing child, in such an old age. these miracles they happened because Sayyidina Ibrahim ala nabina wa alayhi salatu was salam was Khalil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, chosen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But his determination, his love, his devotion, his faith, his trust, his belief, his tawakkul, Allahu Akbar, unmatchable. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that we learn from the biography of Sayyidina Ibrahim and Sayyidina Ismail and Sayyidina Hajra radiallahu ta'ala anha. That's all for today. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, we'll be back with another beautiful episode and we will explore further dimensions from the seerah of Sayyidina Ibrahim ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam and Sayyidina Ismail ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The great father and son alayhi